This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Italian health authorities said Friday the highly contagious Delta variant of the coronavirus has gained dominance in Italy. The National Health Institute released data showing it accounted for nearly 95% of cases as of July 20th, up from just 22% a month ago. The Delta variant, first identified in India in December 2020, is now dominant worldwide and has led to a spike in infection rates, sparking concerns over the global economic recovery. Italy has registered more than 128,000 deaths linked to COVID-19 since its outbreak emerged in February last year, the second highest toll in Europe after Britain and the eighth highest in the world. It has reported more than 4 million cases to date. Israel's former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu received a third shot of coronavirus vaccine on Friday as the country kicks off a campaign to give booster doses to people aged over 60 as part of efforts to slow the spread of the highly contagious Delta variant. The 71-year-old and his wife received a booster dose of the Pfizer vaccine. The campaign will effectively turn Israel into a testing ground for the third dose before approval by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Israel was a world leader in the vaccination rollout, and around 57% of its 9.3 million people have been double vaccinated, rising to 87% of people in their 60s and more than 90% of those over 70. But daily new infections has spiked to more than 2,000, up from a handful of cases per day a few months ago, and about 160 people are currently hospitalized with severe symptoms. Find more on these stories at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. U.S. health officials claim the Delta variant is more transmissible than SARS, Ebola, and smallpox, and as easily spread as chickenpox, according to media reports showing internal data from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Delta is driving recent surges around the world, especially in the Asia-Pacific region. The Philippines government announced Friday and next week will send more than 13 million people in the national capital region back into lockdown because of a Delta-linked increase. The variant has also been linked to around half of new cases in Tokyo. Japan on Friday extended a virus state of emergency in the capital a week into the Olympics, with the city reporting a record number of new cases the day before. Meanwhile, Australia said Friday it would reopen borders and lockdowns when vaccination rates reach 80%. Hong Kong police said on Friday they'd arrested a 40-year-old man for booing China's national anthem in a shopping mall, broadcasting live the city's first Olympic gold medal win in 25 years earlier this week. More than 100 people had gathered briefly on Monday night in a mall to watch on a widescreen the Olympic men's individual fencing title. Police said they fielded complaints that some people booed during the award ceremony when China's national anthem was played. Police say they arrested the person and they had a Hong Kong British colonial flag booed and chanted slogans with others at the time. Hong Kong passed a law in June 2020 that criminalizes disrespect of China's national anthem. Anyone found guilty of misusing or insulting the anthem could be jailed for up to 3 years or fined. Meanwhile, the first person convicted under Hong Kong's national security law was jailed for 9 years on Friday for terrorist activities and inciting secession in a watershed ruling with long-term implications for the city's judicial landscape. A 24-year-old former waiter accused of driving his motorcycle into three riot police last year while carrying a flag with the protest slogan, "Liberate Hong Kong, Revolution of Our Times." Human rights groups have criticized the convictions, saying it imposes new limits on free speech, as well as the precedent set by the trial, which they say contrasts with Hong Kong's common law traditions. And U.S. President Joe Biden said Friday the first flight carrying Afghans who worked as interpreters for the U.S. has arrived in America, the start of an operation to evacuate thousands from possible Taliban retaliation. Around 20,000 Afghans worked for the U.S. following the 2001 invasion in the wake of the September 11th attacks and have applied for evacuation under the State Department's so-called Special Immigrant Visas Program. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.